God bless.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Listen, man. You want the man that's thinking about future. You marry a man for future, not for present, for future. What can he do? What kind of potential does he have? What's going on with, if I can blow him up, if I can make sure he got his heart right, if I can get his head right, what can he produce? You don't marry him because of what he's got. You marry what the potential has. What does his potential have? God, man, if I get this man right, this man may be able to shape.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, My Perspective on Fear. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 7.
And there is no perfect love in fear. Actually, perfect love, I think I'm in the book now. The more perfect your love is, the more perfect your love is, the less you will be fearful or suspicious. So if you're constantly suspicious, it means you are lacking a love spot. We get love in the spot, the fear can't stay where love is. Because perfect love casts out all fears. Glory to God. And so the more love that we attain and pack into our lives, the less we will be fearful. This is a great lesson at the top of this message. You mean to tell me I can get more love and fear less? Yes. Your love bank is empty. It's actually in default. There's nothing in the account. You're just in a transactional mode. You do me right, I'll do you right. But if you don't, you can cancel me. I'll act like you're not even living. That means you got little love in your bank. At default, writing bad checks on love. Today in the spirit, I'm giving you $1 million worth of love. I want you to deposit it in your bank. Glory to God. And all I need you to do is every day to make a deposit. In about a week, you can start withdrawing from it. Oh, my God. Your love bank is empty. You think love is all tied to physical. But love is tied to what you're willing to endure. What are you willing to put on your shoulder and carry? It's not about what they can do for me, how you can help me, how you can love me. There's a harness on our shoulder that loves beyond the norm. For love is patient and love is kind. And love doesn't walk around with his chest out. Love does not walk around saying, look at me, look what I've done. Love endures all things. Oh my God. It endures. And many of us, when we look over our shoulder, this is how you measure love. How many years have you endured it? Glory to God. Not how many years you went in isolation. How many years you ain't dealing with nobody. How many many years that you go there and they reject you, you still go. And they reject you and you still go. And they reject you and you still go. And they reject you and you still press when they're pushing against you. And you still come home when you don't want to come home. You know why? Because love conquers all things. And perfect love casts out all fear. Some people think love is weak. No, you need to be wise when you love. Just like you need to be wise when you sow. You sow out there on that concrete. Throw your money out there. Don't expect to have a harvest. You got to put seed in the proper climate. And you need to put love in the proper climate. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if you do, you'll start seeing things shift. Y'all with me?
Yes. Preach, Bishop.
Oh, my God. Well, help her to help me. She said, preach, Bishop. I need you all to say it. Right. Preach, Bishop. Let me tell you all something, man. I love you all. Because I endure. When you're with me, when you're not, when you're frowning, I'm still with you. When you come to church, don't come to church, I'm still with doing the same thing. We need to love each other. When you can't stand me, you lock it up anyway. When you don't like what's going on, you give anyway. We're not supposed to be happy all the time. Who told you that? You don't have a family. I'm talking about you happy all the time. No family is happy all the time. Come on, 50 Cent. When it rains, it pours. And you got to learn how to deal with the rain. Come on, Ralph Tresvant. Can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure. But can you stand the rain? You got to learn how to be able to endure, man. What can you endure because you love? I don't preach because it feels good all of the time. God put love in me. He took revenge out. He put resentment out. He took that nature that I had out. And he said, I want you to love my people. I said, would you give me their love as well? He said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let people know that your people love you. They're going to sit back and look at how do you love that man like that when he walked like that and talked like that and shout like that. But God put a love in the people for their leader, glory to God. And he put love in me for my family, for my church, for what we do. Can somebody say amen? I'm striving for perfection. I'm not perfect, but he put perfect love in me. And you got to ask him for the perfect love. What are you willing to endure for love? It will drive out fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Adam and Eve separated from God and fear came in. That's the origin. No fear before that. Write it down. Fear is not from God. I read to you out of 2 Timothy 1 and 7. He has not given us the spirit of fear. It did not come from God. Its origin didn't come from God. Fear that is paralyzing and destructive doesn't come from God. But being cautious, just being cautious is not the devil. Leaving doors wide open in your house at night is not wise. Playing around with guns and playing Russian roulette is not wise because you don't have fear. It's some things are healthy. Amen. Y'all know what Russian roulette is, right? Yes. Well, that's kind of like obsolete now because most people don't carry revolvers anymore. 38s and 357s and 44 Magnums. No, it's nines now. 40s and 45s. Oh my God. 1911s. AR-15s. Y'all understand? It's shotgun tactical. Ooh, God, I got a tactical shotgun. Oh my God. It's off the chain, man. Borelli. Beretta. Mossberg. Listen, man. Listen. People ain't walking around with 38s and 32s. No, girls, ladies, man, nine. That's where it is. Man, I had a few ladies came to the house years ago on 281, and I pulled out some of my stuff. Pastor said, get that stuff out of here. I sat it on the table, but it's the ladies. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I said, where the hell? I said, where y'all come from? Man, I was out there. I said, whoa. Later nine, I just laid it on my table. And the ladies, whoa, that's what I'm talking about. I said, wait a minute. What you mean, what you talking about? I was out there. You were hanging with the wrong crowd, huh? She said, Bishop, I was out there. A healthy respect for that type of machinery is good. Don't play with weapons. Lock them up. Don't play with them. Because once the bullet goes out, you can never pull it back. And when your words go out, it's just like firing a weapon and you're just in the crowd, pow, pow. Then you want to say, I'm sorry, but you got to watch what you say.
That you're dealing with,
because once you fire it, there's
tools to deal with it.
It creates disturbances. It paralyzes. Glory to God. Peter is walking on what other people are sinking in, and fear hit him. Glory to God. Now he's walking toward Jesus, everything going good, right? But then he started looking at the waves and the sea and all this other stuff. Fear kicks in. Don't tell me fear is not close to us. Actually, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you need to depend on him. Some people relax when they, ooh, I've been saved a long time. You the main one sinking. I've been at church all my life. You the main one that need to watch. You walking close to Jesus and you start taking your eye off him and looking at circumstances. Tenure in ministry is not the acid test. All of us need to be careful that fear does not invade us. I have to watch it too. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can't tell you how many things we've sacrificed to make sure this ministry goes forward. To buy this building, I had to go in my retirement and pull out $20,000. We were $20,000 short. God says, if you believe in it, then you put it down. I've never recovered those funds, and I'm not asking for them, because I put my money where my mouth is. But it was a stretch for me now. Now, I'm talking about 25 years ago. You take $20,000 out 25 years ago and see where you are. I work for that money out on the Cape, and I put it in a good vehicle and all of that. And God says, if you believe in it, I'm stretching you, stretching your faith. Put your money where your mouth is, not for a business. If I put $20,000 in Amazon, we wouldn't be talking. Think about what I just said. The man just had a $50 million wedding. $50 million wedding in Venice. Everybody talking about shortage of money. It ain't no shortage. You got Amazon packages coming to your house every week. You don't care how much money he spent on a wedding. Do you think we paying more for product than they worth? If he can spend $50 million. on a wedding? I got people, man, highfalutin folk that want to make sure they spend $10,000, $15,000 on weddings. You don't put that money in the wedding, put it in a marriage. For one day? Man, you better get there, jump over a broom and get some good counseling before that and put the money invested in your marriage. Not in one day. You've been watching too many soap operas, man. Any lady that asks you for, I want a ring cost 20 grand, you better watch her. This stuff is fantasy worlds, man. Your name isn't Victor Newman. You don't have to do these things. Get your head together. A woman that want to drain your account for a ring, that ain't right. She's been watching too many stories. You bet if you love me. Now, listen, how about you sit over there? Listen, man. You want the man that's thinking about future. You marry a man for future, not for present, for future. What can he do? What kind of potential does he have? What's going on with, if I can blow him up, if I can make sure he got his heart right, if I can get his head right, what can he produce? You don't marry him because of what he's got. You marry what the potential has. What does his potential have? God, man, if I get this man right, this man may be able to shake. Oh, my God. You don't marry a woman just for shape, man. She's got to be able to produce something in your life. Like when she get around you, you shift. Everything about your life starts growing. Money, home, car. Everything, she'll head up, no shame. That's what you marry, man. Not gold diggers. You marry the woman that makes you stand up straight. Because when a real woman stand up, people stop cussing. When a real woman come in a room, you don't have to say, man, don't cuss. It's something about her makes people say, man, I can't do that. Oh, my God. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Oh, my God. You don't have to go tit for tat with men. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Just stand up and be queenly. Because when a real woman shows up, men notice it. Can I open the door for you? You know, yes. It happens naturally. And if they can't see it, don't walk the aisle with them. Oh, my God. Jesus. Send them to me. Maybe they can get straight. Write it down. Overcome fear through faith. Isaiah 41 and 10. Trust in God's presence. Reminds us that fear, that people, it reminds people not to fear. The scripture there reminds people not to fear because God is with us. Look at that passage. Don't fear. Why? I have who with me? I have God with me. I want you to look at that. Write it down. Isaiah 41. And 10, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, read.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank
you, Lord. I will uphold you with my righteous strength. The right hand of God in the scripture is always talking about the strength of God. He's not holding you left-handed. He's holding you right-handed, which signifies his strength is with you. The reason why I'm not afraid is because of the strength of God in my life. Man, if I could sing, I would sing. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee. Hallelujah. Let God's strength raise you up. I may preach with fervor, but that's just my nature. I'm so excited about what he gives me. It comes out that way. But believe me, I know where Clark ends and where God begins. And I will not move from this mountain if he doesn't push us. I will not go out there because I just want people to think I'm all that. He has to make it happen. You need to be like that. Depend on God. Watch him. He confirms what he wants to do. Signs and wonders will follow them which believe. But I will not move if I don't see the confirmation with God. And once you join this church, you don't need 15 more confirmations. People are looking for confirmations. That get out of that. That's spooky. You don't need that. You don't need that. You need confirmations when you're stepping into unknown territory. When you're part of the body, it is not unknown. It is known. You're in fellowship with the brethren now. You're supposed to use that on the job and when you're at Walmart and before you go into covenant with people. Before you sail. Not before you serve. Amen. Thank you, God. I believe God wants us to enable his perfect love because it cast out fear. 1 John 4:18. First John 4:7-8 say, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love. Then verse 18, it's on the screen right there. Perfect love casts out fear, all fear. It's reminding us of God's unconditional love. There's something with love and fear. So if you have fear, it means there's a love deficit. And once you see that and start packing in more love, God's love now, and you can pray for it. God, give me more love. You'll see fear lessen. Amen. It's not you saying, I'm not going to be afraid. I just need more love. Here's the remedy. So if you have a headache, are you going to eat a hot dog or are you going to take some beer? Which one? You're going to take an aspirin, right? So if you're lacking fear, you're not going to say, well, I'm going to eat a hot dog. What you do when you're lacking faith, you're not going to say, I'm going to eat a hot dog. If there's fear there, take the spiritual RX, which is, Lord, I need more love. Write it down. Fear is unstabilizing, my perspective. It's a hindrance to faith. It leads to doubt and unbelief. And a lack of trust as it relates to God. So it is a hindrance to faith. It also leads to doubt, unbelief, and a lack of trust in God. A lack of trust in his promises and in his provision. Whatever lack is on your job right now, or deficit in resources, if you love the Lord, let me tell you right now, you would not have to worry about eating bread. Amen. Let me tell you right now, stop being afraid. God will make it up. Amen. I don't care what they do. Amen. When you serve him, hallelujah. When you serve him, come on, T. When you serve him, you can put your confidence in him. I want you all to help me in faith. To put a praise out, to send it out. 3-week praise that God in 3 weeks is going to turn some things around for folks. Can you send that praise out? I see 3 weeks. How many of you know we can decree a thing and it shall be established. It's a tool of the enemy. That this is going to hurt. It's a tool of the enemy. Fear is a tool. There's some things that a mechanic can't do without tools. Actually, for me, my toolbox must be filled with words. That's my toolbox. I can't get up here and just and do hand gestures. The preacher must be able to bite and bark with words and comfort with words. The preacher must be able to speak. Oh my God. Every one of us that is successful should have a toolbox. Satan has one too. His major tool to manipulate your engine is fear. So he can open up the valves to where you flood it with gas, or he can limit the valves where no fuel can get in. He can manipulate the fuel injection. Whatever system that you're dealing with, there's tools to deal with it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, My Perspective on Fear, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Bishop and Pastor Sabrina are celebrating their 32nd wedding anniversary on Wednesday, July 2nd. Show your love and support online at truthrevealed.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make checks payable to Truth Revealed with wedding anniversary on the memo line. Registration is open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, happening July 21st through 25th for kids ages 2 through 6th grade. Register and buy t-shirts on the TR app or scan the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org.
Get ready to celebrate Bishop's birthday on July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthreveal.org. The Truth Reveal app or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make checks payable to Truth Reveal with Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Men, take note. Our men's summer school begins Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. and it's something you do not want to miss. The brothers will be going through He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful book that speaks to the emotional and spiritual journey of men striving to walk in strength, faith, and authenticity. Contact Johnny Stevens with questions or to sign up.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.